How lovely, truly beautiful that music was. It's been an important emotional day today, and my heart is full, and I hope that emptying it doesn't flood the whole chapel. The 13th article of faith was the assignment the bishopric gave us to talk upon. It's a subject which I hold dear. It is the contents of this article that means so much in all of our lives. Elder Talmage, James E. Talmage wrote, and I quote, I wouldn't want to paraphrase him, in this article of their faith, the Latter-day Saints declare their acceptance of a practical religion, a religion that shall consist not alone of professions in spiritual matters, and belief as to the conditions of the hereafter, and of the doctrine of original sin and the actuality of a future heaven and hell, but also, and more particularly, of present and everyday duties in which proper respect for self, love of fellow men, and devotion to God are the guiding principles. Religion without morality, professions of godliness without charity, church membership without adequate responsibility as to individual conduct in daily life, are as but sounding brass and tinkling cymbals, end quote. I would hope and expect that all of us here have been blessed by the influence we have felt from people who have exemplified this practical part of our religion. I take a risk to talk about my mother, but I'm going to do it anyway. My mother was one such a person. She has been the major influence for good in my life. She grew up in a modest home on North Temple, which was located where the church high-rise office building now stands. She has told me about her childhood memories of shopping for supplies at the tithing office, which stood where the Hotel Utah was later built. Her youth was not an easy one. In her younger days, her family was uprooted twice, with moves to California and to Oregon. Her father needed help. Even though he served in several prominent positions in the community and served two missions for the church, he had an alcohol problem which needed attention. So the family pulled together to solve a problem and grew in the process. Mother didn't have the opportunity of going to college, but she acquired an amazing sense of self-respect with a love for all mankind, irrespective of their position or station in life. She loved everyone, the poor and the humble, the rich and the famous. She was a giver. She gave something away to someone nearly every day of her adult life. After her father passed away, and I was looking for Lucy Murdoch, I didn't see her, but I was reading about my grandfather's funeral, and the speakers were her grandfather, President Charles Nibley, Joseph Fielding Smith, and J. Golden Kimball. I was only 4 years old, and I don't remember that funeral, but I would love to know what was said. After her father, my grandfather, passed away, my grandmother came to live with us and shared a bedroom with me. She was a delight to have in our home. My mother epitomized the living of what Elder Talmage called the practical religion. If there was anything virtuous, lovely, or good report, or praiseworthy, she sought after those things. She endured many things. She spent her life doing good to all. Let me tell you about just a few things which I remember about her. We always, we always had frogs in our family car, in the back seat and in the trunk. Linda Slater will understand what I mean by frogs. Not only frogs, but vases and bowls and green wire, and later blocks of oasis to replace the frogs. Why was all of this in our car? It was what my mother used to decorate weddings. We estimated she decorated several hundred wedding receptions in her lifetime for friends and friends of friends. Someone would call and say, "You know, I'm stumped. I don't know what I'm going to do to make this house or ward house beautiful." And Mother would say, "Let's get some of this and some of that, and we'll make it beautiful." Always gratis, no charge. She delighted in making anyone happy and making anything beautiful. Her motto was, "A thing of beauty is a joy forever." Every Wednesday morning, Mother would fix a special breakfast and place it on her best silver service and have it ready when the garbage men would arrive at our house on their weekly route. The garbage men would take a break from their work and have breakfast on our patio when the weather was good, or in our breakfast room when the weather was bad. One evening, I happened to be visiting Mother at her home as she lay in bed dying of cancer. There was a knock at the door. It was the garbage men. They had heard that Mrs. Williams was not well, and they had macrameed a plant holder with a plant in it as a gift to her. We got out the screwdriver and hung the gift by the front door to their delight. Mother always carried a sack of homemade caramels with her. If she was stopped by a policeman in her car speeding down B Street, she would give the officer a bag of caramels, not as a bribe, just that she wanted to do something nice for this man. When she went to the hospital for one of her many surgeries, she would first go to the refrigerator and get a large bag of caramels to take with her to give to anyone who served her there. We interviewed Mother on video and audio tape before she passed away. When asked what is the most important thing in life, she answered, "Love everyone. Love is the basis for everything." As I think about her last recorded words, and from observing life, I now know that love is our most rational act. Using the knowledge we have gained about this practical religion of ours, let's assume for a moment that we have been given only 1 year, 12 months to remain here on earth. Let's consider some of the things we might say and do before our lease is up. How do we go about getting our affairs in order? Who inherits the grandfather's clock, the paintings, the cabin in the mountains? Is everything in order already? Or are there matters which we might want to attend to? Things not material which need our attention. Could this be a time to express more gratitude for the help we have received from so many who have been examples to us along the way? Thank you letters, visits, reunions with those we've always thought we would visit when we had the time. Could this be a time to thank those wonderful neighbors that we grew up with? People like Gordy Shetler and Truman Madsen, Cousin Rex Williams, Cousin J.D. Williams, Cousin Ralph Hardy, who contributed so much to our lives. Could this be a time to ask forgiveness, to make amends for anything we may have done to offend someone? A time to invite any we have offended to tell us about the pain we may have caused them? Could this be a time when we would refuse to be consumed with any unkind feelings that we might have toward any person, no matter what we have suffered, injury, pain, indignities, betrayal? How many of us can really keep our hearts open when the pain gets severe? So could this be a time to nurture a heart which values freedom more than it values resentment? Could this be a time to learn to endure all things? Could this be our time to let go of any storyline which portrays us as a victim? Could this be a time when we reflect on this vessel in which our spirit temporarily resides and truly come to understand that who we really are doesn't ever die? And with that understanding, realize that our life extends to eons. Which understanding diminishes any fear of death we may have had? Could this be a time when we will want to weed our own garden and discover in it things that are virtuous, lovely, or of good report or praiseworthy, thanking Heavenly Father for the gifts and the talents He has bestowed on us? Could this be a time to realize that our highest priority should be to feel spiritually intact, to remember, or perhaps to learn for the first time, that God's empathy is perfect, that He understands everything we are going through, and that He loves us more than we could ever imagine? Could this be a time to be more grateful than ever for our heritage and thank our parents and our ancestors for all they have contributed to our lives, and our spouse and our children and our grandchildren, how much we have learned from each one of them, something different from each one, and to let them know without any doubt how proud we are of them for who they have become and how much we love them? Could this be a time to truly accept that all of the people of the earth are of the family of God, our brothers and sisters? Could this be a time to be thankful for these articles of faith as a wonderful formula for life, a formula to live by? Could this be a time to thank God for this gift of life and to realize that what we do with this life is our gift back to Him? And finally, when the 12 months have taken us on this important journey, this course of learning, can we gather our loved ones around us and say our most loving farewell, not goodbye, and calmly say, today is a good day to move on, and thank God for the remarkable opportunities He has given us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.